Hey, welcome to Minnesota Reads here on KUMD. This morning we are thrilled to have in the studio the author of a book called Down South Justice, Dave Cowarden. Hey, Dave, good to have you in the studio.
Thanks for having me.
Now, I did an interview with you, lo these many years ago. You'll have to tell me when it was exactly because I've lost track of the timeline. But you and your buddy Joe went down to Alabama, kind of got turned on to this story about dogs and a different mindset toward companion animals in the South and overwhelmed shelters and overwhelmed rescuers. And Adam Meyer was working at the university at the time, and his wife worked in rescue, and so he kind of turned you on to that in an interesting confluence of events in your career as a journalist. You and Joe said, we're going to go make this documentary. So I talked to you about the documentary. What year was that you guys made your first trip down there to Alabama?
The first trip down was in 2011, I believe. I hope I'm getting that right. And then we made a second trip in 2012, and so it kind of spanned it over those 2 years. So I graduated from UMD, as you said, in 2011 with an English degree and a writing studies degree. And I was working in print and broadcast journalism, and decided that I wanted to do something different and kind of have my own grad school experience by not really attending grad school, but by doing something in the real life that I can just kind of see what happens. Like, if I fall and mess up, then that's fine. And what came from that was my experience in the South filming animal rescuers for the documentary Roots of Rescue.
And Joe, of course, his dream was to make a road trip with no money.
Right.
Well,
yeah.
Joe, I could have done that with you years ago, and we wouldn't have had to go all the way to Alabama. But all right. So the two of you head out. What the first thing that I wondered is, what does Down South Justice do that the documentary didn't? What does it cover that the documentary didn't?
I think it just allows me to get in more detail about the reason behind filming animal cruelty and animal rescue in the first place. With film, you're kind of limited to the shots that you have, in a sense. And what I wanted to do was tell the story in a different framework. And a lot of people that watched the documentary or even just saw the trailer said that they couldn't watch it because of these gory images of animal cruelty. And I wanted to be able to communicate the essence of our journey without having to turn people away because of these gory images. And, you know, while some of that imagery still is worked into the book, there's a lot more narratives that unfold, including my own personal journey. And it's almost a coming-of-age story as well.
It really is. And the book asks over and over and over again. You ask yourself in the book. You ask the rescuers, the people that you talk with in the book, over and over again, why? And yet the question isn't really answered. But the subtext, in a sense, the second story that's being told is of a young man figuring himself out, putting himself in a completely unfamiliar environment and taking his own, you know, internal temperature every so often to figure out, you know, how am I reacting to this? Who am I? What am I? And you questioning the roots of cruelty and your own capacity for cruelty. Where did you resolve that? At what point did you say, okay, this is me in this context?
Between our first and second trip in the South, I was, I went for a run along Tisher Creek, then I came back and I'd become friends with a lot of Southern rescuers, and one of them posted this story about a group of young boys who were just trying to find something to do, you know, during the day because they didn't have much to do. It was a summer day. And they decided to stuff a dog's mouth full of firecrackers, duct tape it shut, and, you know, light the fuse. And that just kind of, it made my jaw drop. And I dragged that picture over into a folder that I had on my desktop labeled Alabama Stuff. And just kind of filed it away, but I just couldn't let go of it. And it started bringing up my own memories and how I kind of encountered cruelty as a as a kid, and the issues relating to power, power over people, power over people that are less than, or just animals in general. And I started to see myself in those boys, and trying to determine, you know, what set a different course for me as a child.
As kids, sometimes we do kind of experiment a little with pushing the limits, but we do have experiences, and you relate one in the book, that just sticks with you, and you are so ashamed. Looking back on it now, 5 years later, are you any closer to answers of what set you on a different course and what maybe, you know, as you talk with the rescuers in the book over and over and over, they just talk about this is the way people are. This is the culture. Are you any closer to understanding why this is the culture in that particular place?
Honestly, no. And that's a very hard conclusion for me to come to. But through internalizing everything that I experienced and reflecting on myself as a person and my own growth as a, you know, as a human being, I think I found a little bit more comfort in that if we can at least recognize these problems and talk about them, whether it's animal cruelty, mental health, or any one of these issues that are a problem in our country, then I think we're at least on the right path.
There was going to be a challenge in your work in Alabama anyway. It sounds as though many of the rescuers and many of the people that you talked with sort of thought, well, how much trouble can a couple of college kids be, or recent college graduates? How much trouble can they be? But there was definitely the issue that you weren't from there and that you came, in essence, from another culture in another part of the United States, and you weren't from there, and therefore you didn't get it, or you didn't have any business passing judgment. Now, here in Minnesota, there are puppy mills. And puppy mills are another, you know, heinous example of cruelty to animals. I'm kind of wondering, what's next? Are you going to tackle puppy mills, or are you going to tackle backyard breeders, or are you going to try to tackle something up here so that, in essence, there isn't that extra barrier between you and the story, because, you know, you're from here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. That's a good question, because I think there's an important distinction to make, and that is that, you know, I'm not you know, living animal rescue every day. That those are the people that I interviewed, and those are the people that I followed, and so I don't think that I owe it to people who you know, from the South, or, you know, even from Minnesota, that that want to see animal cruelty investigated here and there and everywhere else. This is just a snapshot into a large issue that isn't just a Southern thing. It's all across our country. And as a writer and as a filmmaker, I'm interested in these issues, and I like to explore a variety of topics. So,
well, and of course, we're curious about what's next.
Well,
now you got to go get married, and so now it's going to be nothing but sappy, gloppy stuff, I'm sure, for the rest of the year. Is that the idea? It'll be nothing but, you know, sunrises and sunsets and stuff like that?
I hope so, yeah.
But after you've gotten over that, do you have an idea for a documentary or another project coming up?
I have about three paragraphs in another book that I'm working on that I don't really want to tell too much about, because I like to keep things quiet until I can actually be sure that I'm going to follow through 100% on that. But we are looking to film another documentary locally here, and that is there's a local sustainability leader. Her name is Shauna Weaver, and she's going to be running the entire Superior Hiking Trail in 10 days, so it's over 30 miles a day. And so we're hoping to follow her the entire way, and, you know, as she talks to different sustainable leaders along the North Shore, kind of celebrating the resilience of Lake Superior and advocating for sustainability. So,
well, and of course, you and your partner, as you just alluded to briefly, you did do a video series on mental illness called Call Me Mental. And I would imagine that's got some book potential, too.
It does, yeah. And actually, the one I'm working on is kind of a kind of related to that in a way. But.
So you have a lot of stories to tell, and luckily you've got a lot of time to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, good for you. Dave, thanks so much for joining us today. It was really great to have you in the studio.
Thank you.
Dave Kowarden, our guest this morning in the studio. He's the author of a book called Down South Justice. Minnesota Reads is produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.